What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
People, right now you are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast, powered by 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family, monetized by our partners at Red Circle in partnership with Radio Pushers. On this More Than Just an Interview podcast, you're going to hear our thoughts on trending news, entertainment, Hollywood, the music industry, business world, issues that impact people every single day. The way we curate our stories here is totally different. You're going to get an unbiased viewpoint that reflects the mindset and the spirit and the energy of people all around the world. No matter what you say about life, balance is always the key. And we strive to exemplify balance on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Lock in. Every day we drop a fresh content. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And I promise you, you're going to get unfiltered, calculated, non-explicit content, safe for all ages. All right? No ratchet news here. Everything's on the up and up and positive. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on the More Than Just an Interview podcast, monetized by Red Circle, powered by 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's get it. The goal. More Than Just an Interview podcast, episode 23. Why did we overlook Rick Ross being a correctional officer in hip-hop? Shout out to Red Circle. Shout out to Music Hypebeast, our partner. Shout out to Zoe Rose Gold, co-host on this platform with me. Let's get into it. I want to paint a picture for you. In history, there is, of the culture of 50 years, there's never been an artist who has technically had a job, W-2, in law enforcement, and then went on to have a career in hip-hop. There's never been, in the history of this culture, someone who has had a previous career in law enforcement as a correctional officer and then went on to have a career as an artist in the culture. The reason why I'm posing this question and talking about it is because I think sometimes the line is blurred between the real reality and the reality we want to create. I guess you can call it alternative news. The culture has always been based around authenticity, creativity, you know, realness, speaking your truth, standing on business, and not capping about anything. But to be in law enforcement.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
It's kind of a contradiction to what certain principles are in the game. If Eminem were in law enforcement in the past, he wouldn't, nobody would stand next to him. That's something that 50 can't even do. No matter how dope he is, nobody would stand next to him. If they said, oh, you know, he was a CO for, even if he just attended CO class, didn't even get the job, he would be done. They already crucify him without all that. But what if he had that? What if he was a CO? What if that really would have happened? Then what would we think of him? It would be an easy dismissal. So when I posed the question at the beginning and I said what I said, I think it's a healthy discussion of why did we give that situation a pass? Why did we overlook it? Was it just based to become, was it based upon the fact that he's dope and that he's super talented? Because based upon how we view things from a culture, race, ethnicity, connection, it's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be. Vanilla Ice never put out another record after we found out what we found out. It was just done. When we found out Milli Vanilli was not singing, it was a wrap. See, authenticity is what the game was based upon. Because if he would have said from the beginning, hey, I'm gonna make a career in this, but I also was this back in the day, I think that would hold more weight. But it never happened. Everything just stood still. Like it never existed. And then when it became, once everything became on record during that infamous Big Boy radio, Big Boy's neighborhood radio interview, that's when everything became fully accepted. And again, this is just a question. Why did we do that? Why did we overlook it? Like, it does not matter. Because again, if Eminem was a CEO, we would light him up. We would crucify him. We wouldn't even let him rap. If LL Cool J was a CEO, I don't think we wouldn't let him rap. So we got to think about, I want feedback on this. Why do we act like that's erased from the record? Like we never bring it up. And did it for 4 months. Where's the history connected to that? What's the backdrop story? How did he get the job? What was he doing? Was he using it as a way to be a connector or a bridge for something else? I don't know. But regardless of the fact, it's never happened in history. So to know that if you did a VH1 Behind the Music, how can you leave that out? And when you bring it up, doesn't it kind of like turn the story into something else? Even with Diddy, with all the stuff he has going on, the Behind the Music is going to be crazy because of everything he's done in hip hop. So when they bring the dark stuff in, it's just going to perpetuate a downfall. But this wasn't really a downfall. This was like a job. Like, it's like he transformed into this rapper image with the beard and the alleged ties and the imagery, the tattoos. It's like it changed. So I'm just saying, if that was anybody else, we found out that Nas used to be a CEO. We look at Nas the same. They killed Drake. I mean, they killed Jay. He wasn't a big drug dealer. I mean, how big he got to be? I mean, he sold something, right? Doesn't mean he has to be like all American at it. Like, not like a Pusha T situation, which I don't know anything about. I just, you know, we know he talks about it, but, you know, we don't know. But why would we overlook that? Like it never happened. Like it just wiped off his resume. It's like Jordan going to the Wizards. He was awful. He was great for his age, but those are bad years.
I didn't want to remember Jordan like that. He wasn't in shape. He wasn't committed to it enough. When LeBron walks off the court in maybe 3 years, he still will be top of his game. But I wouldn't celebrate the same if he didn't. Why did we give him a pass for being a CEO? And the things that he speaks of are heavily connected to organized crime in a deep way. But he was a CEO. If anybody else was a CEO, would we judge it differently? That's all I'm asking. So, not passing judgment on the situation, I think it bodes to ask the question, would it? The More Than Just Interview podcast, episode 23. Why did we overlook Rick Ross being a correction officer? And shout out to Rick Ross from California. Had the pleasure of interviewing him, an amazing individual. An original gangster, according to BET, did everything he said that they did and turned his life around. So, and that's another thing. With the name, he used the name of a notorious drug dealer who was infamous in history that was running a business that was earning $1 million a day, and he couldn't read at the time. True American gangster story. He took that name and used it, still uses it. And we give that a pass. I'm just asking. It's a lot of passes. I'm not saying he's deserving or not deserving of it. I just want to know what the thoughts are in the community. So please share your thoughts on Spotify, the Q&A part. Let us know. We want to know why. More than just an interview. Let's get it.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. Enjoy a good night's sleep for less with a new Serta mattress. Shop today and save big. The better the mattress, the better the savings. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money